This is 88.5 NEPM. With a soft landing coming for the U.S. economy, the Healey administration has cautious optimism in the state's economic outlook. I'm Carrie Healey, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. And we've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hello again, Carrie.
Economists say the U.S. has avoided a full-blown recession. Apparently, that is what a soft landing means. And there are ramifications for the state economy. Well, saying he is, quote, cautiously optimistic, air quotes there, about the economic outlook for the year ahead, Massachusetts Administration and Finance Secretary Matt Gorkowitz is nonetheless mindful of who this soft landing was actually soft for. Chris, what should we know about Massachusetts' economic situation?
A lot of what Matt Gorkowitz thinks is on the horizon for the current fiscal year we're in, which runs through June 30th, 2025, is pretty similar to what we saw last fiscal year. And you and I spent a lot of days talking about that because tax revenues collected by the state consistently fell short of expectations. We ended the year something like $230 million below what the budget called for once you set aside all of the extra surtax money that was collected. And Secretary Gorkowitz says he expects those pressures to continue and some unavoidable big expenses on the horizon as we continue to deal with big cost drivers like the emergency shelter crisis, which, despite some reforms along the way to lessen some of the pressure on the system, is still a major, major cost for the state.
And yet, Gorkowitz has praised the Federal Reserve's recent decision to cut interest rates and says that it might push more people to participate in the housing market. A wide-ranging economic development bill created to spur new job growth and boost the life sciences and climate technology fields remains stalled. What do you make of this delay?
The delay at this point is not that surprising, given that they couldn't get to a yes on July 31st. You know, we have heard rumblings that maybe they're getting close. Some of the negotiators have said they think that something could emerge in the next few weeks rather than in the very closing days of December, which is the absolute end of the legislative session. But that being said, that's all just talk for now. We still have not seen any kind of final product. We have not gotten any details about work lawmakers have done to bridge the gap.
Let's talk about marijuana now and when Massachusetts will allow cannabis cafes to open. Leaders at the Cannabis Control Commission say they're working on regulations for establishments where adults could use marijuana together in a social setting. It's been a long time in coming. What's the latest?
That's right. The acting CCC chair, Bruce Stebbins, said that he thinks that these regulations could be in place before the end of the year to be presented to the public for social consumption. So-called pot cafes is how you've heard them described in the past. That's a long time coming. Voters approved legalizing adult use marijuana for recreational purposes back in 2016. That ballot question nearly 8 years ago outlined authority for the CCC to license these sites. It's just taken a long time to get from idea to reality.
Speaking of elections, since August 1st, the end of the formal sessions, legislators meeting without a quorum in either branch have pushed through at least five major bills, like that recent supplemental budget request that authorizes the spending of the last of the federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, and those got to Governor Maura Healey's desk. Do we expect this pace of lawmaking to continue with November's election right around the corner?
Yes and no. I think that there is going to be a point when the legislature shifts its focus solely to election mode, maybe for a couple of weeks, bookending the November 5th election. Keep in mind as well that while there has been some movement on business that was unfinished by the time they adjourned, everything they've checked off so far was the easy stuff. They've gotten all the low-hanging fruit out of the way. Everything that's left, there are some really significant differences between the House and Senate, so it's just logical that it will take longer to resolve differences on those.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM and our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.